Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, September 3rd, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Moderators announce for the presidential debates. Black Lives Matter targets the Kentucky Derby. New polling says race relations in America at an all-time low. Portland's mayor flees his own home. 4 in 10 adults consider moving during the pandemic. Also ahead, the truth about Native Americans fighting the white man. But first, the presidential debates between Donald Trump and Joe Biden will be moderated by journalists from Fox News, C-SPAN, and NBC. CNN denied any role for the first time since 2008. Chris Wallace of Fox will preside over the first event scheduled for September 29th in Cleveland, Ohio. Social justice warriors with groups like Black Lives Matter now protesting the Kentucky Derby. Activists want the annual horse race canceled in honor of Breonna Taylor, who was slain by police in Louisville back in March. Officials say the event, dating back to 1875, will go ahead as planned on Saturday. A survey from Gallup reveals race relations in the USA at historic lows. Less than half of U.S. adults believe relationships between whites and blacks are good. 55% say they are bad or very bad, the worst showing since Gallup began taking the monthly survey back in 2001. Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler being forced out of his own home after 93 straight days of riots in that town. The Democrat apologizing to neighbors after protesters targeted his building, covering it with graffiti and setting fires. Mayor Wheeler is sending an email saying he's sorry for, quote, the fear you are experiencing due to my position. No mention of Wheeler's policies or where he is now running to. New poll from Harris says 40% of city dwellers have considered relocating to avoid COVID. Residents in California, Florida, New York, and Massachusetts spreading out to the suburbs and other states like Texas. More than 500,000 people have fled New York City since the outbreak began in March. Mayor de Blasio saying, that's no big deal. They'll be replaced sooner or later. So will he. Thank God. In a moment, my new book, Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America. I'll tell you about it directly ahead. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, a preview of my brand new book, Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America. It will be out on Tuesday, September 8th. This is the 9th killing book. The series is the most successful nonfiction book exposition of all time. I can't believe it, but it's true. 17 million copies of my books in print. Now, my co-author, Martin Dugard, and I are sick and tired of all the lies being told about America's past. Killing Crazy Horse will set the record straight about the settling of America. We begin in 1812 and go all the way through to the surrender of Chief Joseph and that was at the end of the 19th century. He was a brilliant man. And that's the beauty of the book. You get to know people like Tecumseh, like Cochise, like Crazy Horse, Sitting Bull, Geronimo, Andrew Jackson, James Madison, all these people we bring alive. And I hate to use the word alive when I talk about General George Armstrong Custer. This battle is amazing. Custer's last stand at the Little Bighorn. Now, we get into all of that. And we tell you the story of how your country, the United States, was developed from sea to shining sea, as James Madison ordered. The Indians were caught up in that. They had no blanking idea what was going on until the white settlers descended upon them. Now, Crazy Horse was not a Sioux chief. Most people don't know that. Sitting Bull was the chief, but Sitting Bull never fought. Crazy Horse was one of the most brilliant commanders, military commanders, in American history. Did you know that? Were you ever taught that? So this book tells you what really happened without the propaganda, the BS that we are now hearing about American history from the radical left. So we started with Killing Lincoln, which tells the truth about the Civil War, slavery, and Abraham Lincoln. Then we went to Killing England, which tells the truth about our founding fathers, the Revolution, what really happened in our breaking away from England. Now we have Killing Crazy Horse, and that takes us all the way through from the Revolution all the way up to the 20th century. If you read these three books, you're going to know what really happened in your country. And that is vitally important in this very dishonest age that we all are living in. Once again, Killing Crazy Horse, out this coming Tuesday, September 8th. I hope you check it out. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. For more news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com and join our Stand Up For Your Country campaign. It is vitally necessary that all patriotic Americans do that. In a moment, something you might not know.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The global COVID pandemic has changed the shopping habits of nearly everyone. Studies from Consumer Reports show adults now purchase most of their daily items on the net. But one major sector of the U.S. economy is projecting a big return in 2021, the automobile industry. There are currently more than 275 million vehicles on the road in the USA. Most popular models for this year: Honda's CR-V, Toyota's RAV4, the Chevy Silverado, the Dodge Ram. Biggest seller for the 41st year in a row, Ford F-150. Economists predict more than 17 million cars will be sold in the USA this season, and that stat does not include used vehicles. Sorry, pre-owned vehicles. According to a recent AAA survey, the average new car in 2021 will sell for about $37,000. That's about $10,000 shy of the median American salary. Maintenance fees on the rise, costing an average of $1,400 a year. Insurance prices also going up, the average monthly premium about $150, totaling $1,800 a year. There is some good news for motorists. The contagion has actually driven down the price of gas. The national average for a gallon stands at $2.10. But beware, Roughly 37,000 people die in America each year from car accidents. That's more than 100 a day, and many, many thousands are hurt. And here's something else you might not know. Most U.S. households with residents over the age of 50 own two cars. But younger Americans are avoiding the automobile in record numbers. Poll by Cox Automotive shows 45% of millennials no longer think owning a vehicle is necessary. That number jumps to 55% for those born in the mid-1990s. The biggest factor impacting car ownership? The rise of ride shares. There are now 50,000 new Uber drivers per month across the country. For some, it's far easier to use a smartphone app than spend $500 per month on your own ride. Back after this. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.